Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. 'Cause I'm KRS and I'm on the mic and premieres on the break.
Beat and the peace, you pay for the hit, the invite is free.
suggested. Learn the lesson before you plan your career. Commercial or underground, we're the focus on but what I've come to explain is that these people love to play a game. They want to make it seem like you're wrong for writing the reality song.
Don't touch those issues. Don't talk about that. We don't acknowledge rats.
What? They want you on their bases. Cause if you bring out the brown, you're racist. But if you bring out the pink, well, wait, it's okay. Yeah, they won't stop it. I guess it's all right to act the money. I guess it's all right to act the money. But that's another chapter in another book. I've come to show a different look. And that look is the whole of rap. Not just the commercial pack, but the underground. That raw ghetto sound from which rap music was found. So you can't deny it. You cannot refuse it. I'll be rocking that ghetto music. World peace or world talk. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
If you really want world peace, and we want it right now, you can take up our minds today.
Right now.
If you really want world peace, and we want it right now.
Right now.
We can make up our minds and take it.
Take it. Right now. Don't hesitate.
World peace.
You want world peace? World peace.
Take it.
Or world peace.
World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace.
Yo, a lot of people are under the assumption that peace is soft for something. We must begin to reprogram our thoughts from how we were taught back in school and on our TV screens. Straight is always mean. Love is always soft and peace is too peaceful. We all are equal. Sit back and read the papers about the murderers, thieves, and rapists. We depend on police for justice. But when do we say enough is enough?
Right now.
And call their bluff. It's not a matter of fronting like you're tough. It's a matter of taking yours and living universal laws. Cause those laws cannot be bribed,
bye-bye.
Nor changed or paid on the side. You must come correct and walk straight. More love, less and less hate. When you walk, walk with authority. Tell the negative people, don't bother me. Move your face away, I ain't with it. In a minute, I'm gonna hit it, hit it. Thank you.
shot dead and died an hour later at the hospital. KRS-One continued with the group as an effective solo project. He began releasing records under his own name in 1993. KRS-One is noted most actively for his political active musician who started Stop the Violence movement, and after the death of Scott LaRock, and as a temple of hip-hop, he is well-addressed on political issues and music. Again, born Lawrence Parker in 1965 in New York, he left home at age 14 to become an MC, you know, to come to and came to a homeless a shelter in South Bronx, which he dubbed by the Christmas, you know, the Harry Krishna deal. He kind of emulated their style because he liked what they were talking about spiritually at the time. You know, some of the anti-poverty workers formed this group of, you know, spirituality and everything. Chris was really in on that one and really enjoyed being part of that, and I think it influenced his life in a great way because he has been a soldier for poverty ever since. By the time he left, at the time he left home and became associated with these folks, that's when he ran into youth counselor Scott Sterling, a.k.a. Scott LaRock, who was also writing the KRS-One's KRS-One, Knowledge Reigns Supreme Over Nearly Everyone. Together, he and Sterling, a.k.a. DJ Scott LaRock, eventually created the Boogie Down Productions, releasing their first album, you know, Criminal Minded. And like I said before, very influential stuff, very strong influence on each other, and a very positive music that they were putting out and awareness and stuff so far as being able to, you know, let us know exactly what was going down. I mean, you got to love, you know, Chris's, you know, aptability for, you know, making songs against poverty, about police corruption, about gun violence in our neighborhoods, and all the, you know, crazy stuff that goes on. Matter of fact, the Stop the Violence movement was formed by KRS-One in 1988 and 89 in response to the violence in hip-hop and black communities. During a concert, the Boogie Down Productions and his Public Enemy, a young fan, was killed in a fight. Coming soon after the shooting death of his friend, Scott LaRock, KRS-One was galvanized into action to form the Stop the Violence movement. You know, he's composed some of the biggest stars in the contemporary East Coast hip-hop. The movement released a single, Self-Destruction, in 1989, and all the proceeds went to the National Urban League. You know, so it's always an activist, always in there, always trying to educate, always trying to do things. He said a music video was created on a VHS cassette entitled Overcoming Self-Destruction, and the Making of Self-Destruction video was also released. Self-Destruction was produced by KRS-One and D-Nice, you know, Boogie Down Productions. Hank Shockley of the Bomb Squad is credited with the associate producership. The Temple of Hip Hop is a ministry, archive, school, and society. It's or acronym MASS, founded by KRS-One. His goal is to maintain and promote hip hop culture. You know what I'm saying? The Temple of Hip Hop maintains that hip hop is a genuine political, religious, and cultural movement, as it has been accepted by the United Nations as a religion. The Temple of Hip Hop, that's incredible. And Temple of Hip Hop also calls hip hop fans to celebrate Hip Hop Appreciation Week. It encourages DJs and MCs to teach each other about the culture, to write more socially conscious songs, and radio stations play more socially conscious rap songs, hip hop. Hip Hop Appreciation Week is celebrated the third week in May each year. And Hip Hop History Month is November, founded by the Universal Sulu Nations, is also recognized, which is a beautiful thing. I mean, you got to look at what's going on here and everything that, you know, KRS-One brought to the table. He wasn't just a rapper, just rapping about anything. Things that influenced his life, things that made him feel it noisy, the noisy stuff that we hear today, things that make him feel that rap is dispassionate. That's when he kind of jumps in there and says, hey, look, let's cut the fuckery. Let's get in here you know, do some real stuff. Let's talk about some real things. And his own personal experiences, is what kind of galvanized him into making these things happen because, you know, sometimes through experience of seeing things happen, that's what really makes you make the decision on how to act. And Chris definitely did it the appropriate way. But, well, this morning we're going to jump right into you know, his next album in line. We did Criminal Minded and Ghetto Music the Blueprint album yesterday, and today we're going to get into the Edutainment album. That the Edutainment is the fourth album on the Boogie Down Productions hookup. They said it's the album who's lyrically based around Afrocentricity and social political knowledge. It has six skits and interludes known as exhibits that talk about and relate to black people. Many skits from Kwame Ture, also known as Stokely Carmichael, a leader of the U.S. Civil Rights Movement and Black Power Movement. The album is certified gold by the RIAA, that's the Recording Industries Arts and Entertainment Industry. And so, you know what I'm saying, it's a beautiful thing that he's got that going, and it's a wonderful thing that, you know, Chris is doing so far as keeping things moving. And it was certified by the RIAA on October 10th, 1990. Chris has also stated in interviews that the album sold over 600,000 copies. So even though you don't have, you know, multi-million dollar stuff and all this weird stuff, the thing is and the value in the songs and in the music is what you are able to bring to the table and what you are able to show people that you're able to do through positive motivation and getting things done. And so that's what Chris has always been all about. He's always been a soldier, as it was, in hip-hop and making sure that things are done in accordance to the way they need to be. And that's the way it should be. By the way, RIAA, I misstepped a little while ago, that is the Recording Industry Association of America. The RIAA is the one that basically is a trademark and represents the recording industry of the United States. If you don't know or want to know more information about the RIAA and what its function is in comparison with music or in conjunction with music, go ahead and Google that and do RIAA. Recording Industry, Arts of America, and that'll get you right up to snuff on what's going on. Well, anyway, we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump right into this Edutainment album from KRS-One's with Exhibit A and Black Man in Effect. As a matter of fact, I'll probably run, you know the rules, Exhibit B, Beef House Niggas, and Exhibit C, which will be seven strong songs in a row, so you kind of get the flavor of this album that KRS-One was putting down. And like I said before, you really actually dialed in to hear this good music. But your boy Flossy Jeezy loves to bring it to you. And if you're looking for the smooth place to be, hang out with Flossy G, because I will definitely bring it to you. So we've done Criminal Minded, we've done By All Means Necessary, and we've done Ghetto Music. Now we're into the Edutainment. It's about 10:23 here in Portland, Oregon on a beautiful sunny day. And I don't want to delay it any longer, so we're going to jump right back into the music. Enjoy the music, be blessed, and let's get with it, because I know you guys are waiting and raring to go, and so am I. Here's KRS-One's Edutainment album.
Download the song for free at YouTubePromo.com. Therefore, in a situation that has
all African music in it. All African music exploiting itself of it or coming out of it. Or African influence in all its music. And you have what's called American Music Awards. You have what is called theft. And what I would like to bring out today is rap music as a revolutionary tool in changing the structure of racist America.
Wake up! Take the pillow from your head and put a book in it! It's time for the massive BDT crew at the top of the pile! Ha ha! In the morning I'm yawning, at noon is when I wake up, make up my bed, fetch up the bread and set. Slap to my head, why am I so damn intimidating? Is it because of lost design to keep upgrading and waiting, suffocating all forms of a setback? Get back, if you can't understand a rap act. This is the language of the people ready to hear the truth. I've got no juice, cause I'm not getting juice. I have two sweet, you can still lick a lot of booty. I have a sex, you just simply knew or knew me. Heard what I had to say and focus so you say that too. I'm not down with a juke crew, but anyway I say today the message I create is great. I don't think case, I simply get the record straight. Word. It's not the fault of the black race that we are misplaced. We're robbing and killing your own medicine you take. You put from a race on the concept of violence. Now in 90 you want violence, well I want science. Scientific fact about black. The part of education acts as if it's only reality. We're talking about a Tom, Dick, and Harry. So now you learn your black history as questions and answers. Every question but the Black Panthers. Who but two existed when the caveman existed? Why then isn't this listed? Is it because the black man is the original man? Or does it mean humanity is African? I don't know, but these sciences are hidden. For some strange reason it's forbidden to talk about or converse on a political upward. I don't believe that I'm the first, but should I say the first one, or the first one that's done? Music like I'm still number one, but music like that or this is the incredible uplift. Those that oppose get sick, but who will oppose the teacher? When society's a rat, so that's the black man's in effect. The Euphrates Valley and Asia lies the Garden of Eden, where Adam became a father to humanity. Now don't get mad at me, but according to fact, this seems as fantasy, cause man, the most ancient man, was found thousands of years before Adam began. And when he was found again, they can't laugh at ya. It's right there smack in Africa. But due to religious and political power, we must be denied the facts. Every hour we run to school trying to get straight A's. Let's take a trip way back in the day to the first civilization on Earth, the Egyptians. Giving birth to science, mathematics, and music. From ancient, the list goes on, you choose it. Egypt was the land of spiritual blessing. Egypt was the land of facts, not guessing. People from all over the world had come to learn from Egypt, Egypt number one. For people that believe in Greek philosophy, know your facts. Egypt was a monopoly. Greeks had learned from Egyptian masters. You might say, prove it, well here's the answer. 640 to 322 BC originates Greek philosophy. But in that era, Greece was at war with themselves and Persia once more. Any philosopher at that time was a criminal. He'd be killed very simple. This indicates that Greece had no respect for science or intellect. So how the hell you created philosophy when you kill philosophers constantly? The point is that we descend from things, science, art, and beautiful things. African history is the world's history. This is the missing link and mystery. Once we realize that all are Africans, white, Christians, and black, and laugh again. So just not least ye may be judged, for the just that ye judge, ye shall be judged. Matthew 7, verse 7, 1. No man can walk the earth in blood. If you don't believe, you can go and check to see how and where the black man's in effect.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo, Chris, they know the rules.
Yeah, you don't stop.
Say what?
You don't stop.
Beat in the head.
You don't stop. Yo, Buffett. Yo, Chris, hold on. Let me give a shout out to some people. All right, Buffett. I'm Scott LaRock. And you don't stop. I'm Sammy B. And you don't stop. I'm Mr. C. And you don't stop. A Cool B. And you don't stop. Evil E, and you don't stop. A Easy Lee, and you don't stop. A DJ Scratch, and you don't stop. A Cinderella, and you don't stop. Jam Master J, and you don't stop. A PA Mace, and you don't stop. So yo, Chris, my mellow, my man, yo. Get on the mic and do my best, you can. Let the teacher come to you in effect from a different style, a whole different sex. I inject force and intellect. When I hit the mic, doctors hit the deck. I come correct and practice what I preach. I don't tempt you or rule you, I teach. Come through the doors and slap up horns. Offering them to put back on their drawers. Cause I run their pimp. When I leave, he leaves with a limp. Shrimp, I got the Tartar sword. Never underestimate the power of the force of the intellectual KRS-One. I don't think yet my job is done because I stand alone while others have to verify. Just why they are forced to respond. Making the public believe that they are way up in the sky. Sort of like a rat for God. But I, horrifying, terrified, a super duper rat guy. Because their force is a lullaby. While they sit on their throne looking, well, I'm walking in the streets of Brooklyn. Or Harlem and Queens and Bronxin. I'm even out there walking in Compton. Because everywhere BDP is fooling. So anywhere KRS is cooling. I'm not fooling because, no, I'm not a fool. Don't act stupid, boy. You know the rules. Word. Hey, yo, Chris, act like they don't know the rules. But, yo, I tell you what. Yo, get on the mic and tell them what makes up KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? And you don't. Yeah. Quick off the sidewalk and grab the mic and talk. Born 1965 in the state of New York. My name is Chris Parker, KRS-One for short. I track up crews and rock parties for sport. Lived on the streets about 8 years straight. There I got my education and learned to debate. So when I pick up the microphone, I know what I'm saying. Education doesn't come from simply obeying the curriculum of the school criteria. In fact, what I learned, I found inferior. I'm not a Muslim, but I do support them. My father in heaven taught me and taught them. I'm not a Christian, but I won't diss them. I'm not a Jew, I don't practice Judaism. I'm not a Buddhist, but Buddha's a master. I don't eat beef, pork, or diet Shasta. Reason for this is very simple indeed. When it comes to music, everybody's in need. You got wealthy artists spending money loosely. You ask about the culture, they talk about Gucci. Metaphysics, the science of life and how to live. Free from strife, walk with ease and no disease. Understand that I am the breeze and the trees, oceans and seas, and the B and the D and the P. Such is trying, but I don't buy it. When I speak, you speak to stay quiet. Shut up, what, you better stay cool. And heed the warning, boy, you know the rules.
1, 2, yeah, and you don't stop. 3, 4, and you don't stop. 5, 6, and you don't stop. 7, 8, and you don't stop.
Yo, this goes out to all them house niggas.
Foot shot,
moon shot,
damn hot, eating nickel pig tugglers, dancing,
very kill activists,
program directors that don't know to play rap music.
You know what? Yo, you know the rules. You know the rules.
History can never be made by one man. We must smash this one quickly. History is made only by the masses of the people. This is clear. Even a cursory glance at the fallacious presentation of history by the American capitalist system will demonstrate just this. Take George Washington, as bad as he is. Put him in the middle of Valley Forge by himself, surrounded by the British. He can do that. Take Martin Luther King, as righteous as he is. Put him in the middle of Birmingham by himself, speaking out against racism. He will be lynched. But you take the same King, you take the same Washington, put them in Valley Valley Forge, put them in Alabama, surround them with thousands of people who have the same ideas they do, willing to make those ideas reality, and the situation changes drastically.
What a relief! When will this poisonous product cease? This is another public service announcement. You can believe it or you can doubt it. Let us begin now with the cow. The way it gets to your plate and how. The cow doesn't grow fast enough for man. So through his greed, he makes a faster plan. He has drugs to make the cow grow quicker. Through the stress, the cow gets sicker. 21 different drugs are pumped into the cow in one big lump. So just before it dies, it cries in the slaughterhouse full of germs and flies. Fall with the head. They pack it, drain it, and cart it. And there it is in your local supermarket. Red and bloody, a corpse neatly packed. And you wonder about heart attacks? Come on now, man, let's be for real. You all what you eat is the way I feel. But the Food and Drug Administration will tell you meat is the perfect combination. See, cows live under fear and stress. Trying to think what's gonna happen next. Fear and stress can become a part of you. In your cells and blood, this is true. So when the cow is killed, believe it. You preserve those cells, you freeze it. Thaw it out with the blood and season it. Then you sit down and begin eating it. In your body, its structure becomes your structure. All the fear and stress of another. Any drug is addictive by any name. Even drugs in meat, they are the same. The FDA has America strung out on drugs and beef, no doubt. So if you think that what I say is a bunch of crap, tell yourself you're gonna try and stop eating meat and you'll see you can't compete. It's the number one drug on the street, not crack, cause that was made for just black but brown beef for all American teeth. Life brings life, death brings death. Keep on eating the dead and what's left. Absolute disease and negative. Read the book How to Eat to Live by Elijah Muhammad. It's a brown paperback for anybody, either white or black. See how many cows must be pumped up fatter? How many rats gotta fall in Nevada? How many chickens that eat shit you eat? How much high blood pressure you get from pig feet? See, you'll consume the FDA can care less. They'll sell you donkey meat and say it fresh.
For 1990, suckers.
You see, we are there. Yes. We found a place to bury the lion in the Pond District.
Where is this place? What shall it be called?
Remember in the city, and we'll call it the library. Mm. Where we'll bury the lion.
Splendid. But now...
Wait. Someone's coming.
Who is that?
It's KRS-One.
Get him out of here now.
Shall I start? If I say stop the bottles, I won't chart. Maybe I should write some songs like Mozart. Cause many people don't believe rap is an art. The fake up, hypocrite, look alive. Classmates, the KRS-One will revive. 4 or 5 million still deprived. On how to survive, wake up and realize. Some people say I am a rap missionary. Some people say I am a walking dictionary. Some people say I am truly legendary. But what I am is simply a black revolutionary. I write rhymes on plain stationery. Mary, quite contrary. Doesn't make sense in my vocabulary. Uncle Tom House niggas too scary. So they can't be around, I don't do this. For every Jesus, there must be a Judas. It's the concept of the house nigga, feel nigga. The house nigga will throw you up the river. But the master, he'll look bigger. And when you beat under a rock, you'll slither. But I'll grab the tail of the house nigga. Pull the trigger and his head out the liver. Through the course of righteous people. Black, white, or Indian, you're all equal. So all your racist calls out eco. Explode and eat you like apple pie a la mode. On a hot day.
Hey, don't bring me no ham, huh? Around the clock, I'll kick that butter. All afternoon, in the classroom, in the living room, in the bathroom, in the swimming pool, on a footstool. Then I'll stop, no, April Fool's. Whip out the baseball bat and somehow march your racist butt to Moscow. To think the terrorist one has surely been a race. What a race. My finger points at the face of the human race. They're confused and misplaced. My words are subliminal, sometimes metaphysical. I preach you on a challenge, I'm sarcastic. I go philosophical, my topical. Terms are cold, ignorant, hot, and tropical. You want a palm tree, a nice dope shade? Only if the universal laws obey, which is more thyself. For better mental health. Yet so many rappers are preoccupied with wealth. On my shelf, yeah, I got titles. Other artists want belts and idols. World cups for seminars and conventions. Competitions and not to mention the award shows. For pimps and hoes. And every other hypocrite to prove their clothes. KRS knows. So he just grows. Always fans something different from the average Joe. So they can front and with the biggest chain. But it doesn't write albums, I believe it is the brain. So I remain playing while you reign, I'm loving it. You be the king and I'll overthrow your government. Send your crew, triple it or double it. I'll outthink them, choke them, and shrink them. Down to your side, despite their crime. In the face of intelligence, ignorance dies. Yeah, it's simple entertainment. Rap needed a teacher, so I became it. Rough and ready, the beats are very steady. With lyrics sharp as a machete. There's another house nigga's neck. Now it's all Uncle Tom crew is in check. Ego wrecked and rhymes corrected by KRS-One produced and directed.
Back in there. It's Jeezy coming at you on this real stuff. You know what I'm saying? On KRS-One and Company, doing it the way it needs to be done. You gotta love the way it goes down and the way KRS-One puts in work. He makes us know what it is. He don't play around. He don't joke around. Ain't no jokes, ain't no funny games, you know what I'm saying? Just straight lyricism, just straight educating, always teaching you about something. You know, it's so hard in today's rap world to find cats that really want to put in work, that really want to teach you what's going on, that really, really, really care enough to show you about what it is. KRS-One has never been one of those kind of cats. He's always been one of these guys that, you know, educates you, gives you the real, shows you what's going on, you know what I'm saying? If you can, handle it, fine. If you can't handle it, that's cool too, because one way or another, my man going to get it to you. He's going to make sure that you understand exactly what it is. The man don't play around. The man, you know what I'm saying, always has that real for you. I don't understand how people couldn't get it or why they could get all offended by it, because, you know, one thing about it that I keep telling folks out here in the world is that, you know, KRS-One, just like Malcolm X, he wasn't teaching us how to hate black folks, I mean white folks. He wasn't teaching us how to hate other people. What he was actually doing for us was actually just teaching us how to love ourselves and how to love who you are and love where you come from. You know what I'm saying? That's as real as it gets. Your boy Flossy Jeezy is on that one. And I want 100 with you, Chris, where you put it down all these years and made it where we could all feel something. Again, it's part two of this pioneer of the Boogie Down Bronx Zone. KRS-One, a.k.a. the teacher and blast master and the poet. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you're here to join me to reminisce and enjoy this music and, you know, this important and historic, you know, rapper, you know what I'm saying, pioneer, real lyricist, not the fuckery, not the smooth down and the wash down. but the real deal coming from KRS-One. So I hope you guys are enjoying what's going down. It is Black Love, number 8, The Artist, KRS-One, part 2. And keep in mind, do these numbered shows, it's not a ranking, so to speak, but it's just what number we're at so far as appreciating, you know, our black art, our black talent, whether it's Nas, Pac, Nate Dogg, whoever it is. I'm trying to give you the real deal. I'm trying to give you some flavor that you can latch on to. Well, this stuff that KRS-One is teaching us and showing us, I can see why they call him a teacher, man. His brother came with that reel each and every time. 646-595-3402. And as a not-so-subtle reminder, I can be found on Flossy Jeezy, can be found on Tumblr. I got Flossy Jeezy Worldwide Show page on Facebook. I got my Flossy Jeezy page for my music because I produce beats and put out a new Monday Magic song every week. I put that on Facebook. I can be found on Twitter, Google, you name it. I'm pretty much there. And I'm also associated with Robin Lynn Productions because my girl knows how to put it in and get it in. So for all y'all out there, for all of y'all doing your thing in hell, stacking your money, checking your wealth, your boy Flossy Jeezy will bring it to you each and every time. You know what I'm saying? Anti-coonery over here. 100% radio. And join us and keep an eye out on Facebook for, you know, talk show. We talk about everything from domestic violence to you name it. You know what I'm saying? Black Love, you know, is a series of shows that we do concerned with our community, how we view things, how we think, see things, because the alleged dominant society has seen fit not to really highlight the good and the bad. All we get is just the bad and the ugly, you know what I'm saying, on some Clint Eastwood type fuckery. So we have to be real at all times and keep the love at all times and learn how to love ourselves and each other because, like the song said and the movie said, we all we got, okay? So that's the way we're doing it. That's enough soapboxing for one day. Your boy Flossy G will be back in a little bit as I continue to keep the ball rolling, you know what I'm saying? A classic tune coming up by a Boogie Down Productions. You know the one. It's your boy Flossy Jeezy keeping you on deck. If you need the smooth, I got it for you. Okay? 646-595, you know what I'm saying? 3402. 646-595-3402. You know what I'm saying? I love you guys. I love to thank you for participating. KRS-One's got a little bit of something for you. A classic. Loves Don't Get You. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We at it, y'all. God bless.
Man, I be telling you all the time, man, you know, love, that word love is a very serious thing, and if you don't watch out, I tell you that, because a lot of people out here, they say, I love my car, or I love my chain, or I'm just in love with that girl over there. So for all the people out there that fall in love with material items, we're going to bump the beat a little something like this. I'm in junior high with a B-plus grade. At the end of the day, I don't hit the arcade. I walk from school to my mom's apartment. I've got to tell the suckers every day, don't start it. Cause where I'm at, if you're soft, you're lost. To stay on course means to roll with force. A boy named Rob is chilling in a bench in front of my building with the rest of his friends. I give him a pound. Oh, I mean, I shake his hand. He's a neighborhood drug dealer. My man, I go upstairs and hug my mother. Kiss my sister and punch my brother. I sit down on my bed to watch some TV. Do my ears deceive me? Nope, that's the fourth time this week. Another fast brother shot dead in the street. The very next day while I'm off the class, my mom go to work cold busting her ass. My sister's cute, but she got no gift. I got three pairs of pants with my brother I share. There in school, see, I made a fool. With one and a half pair of pants, you ain't cool. But there's no dollars for nothing else. I got beans, rice, and bread on my shelf. Every day I see my mother struggling. Now it's time, I've got to do something. I look for work, I get dissed like a jerk. I do odd jobs and come home like a slob. So here comes Bob, he's going shimmery. He gives me 200 for a quick delivery. I do it once, I do it twice. Now they're fake with the beans and rice. My mother's nervous, but she knows the deal. My sister's gear now has sex appeal. My brother's my partner, and we're getting paper. 3 months later, we run our own caper. My family's happy, everything is new. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Money's flowing, everything is fine. Got myself a Uzi and my brother a nine. Business is booming, everything is cool. I pull about a G a week. Fuck school. A year goes by and I begin to grow. Not in hype, but juice and cash flow. I kick up my feet and begin to watch TV. Cause now I've got other people working for me. I've got a 55-inch television, you know. And every once in a while I hear Chef say no. Or the other commercial I love is when they say this is your brain on drugs. I pick up my remote control and just turn. Cause with that bullshit I'm not concerned. See me and my brother jump in the BM. Driving around our territory again. I stop at the light like a superstar. And automatic with the smoke sprays my car. I hit the accelerator scared as shit. And drove one block to find my brother was hit. He wasn't dead, but the blood was pouring. And all I could think about was Warren. Later I found that it was Robin, it's true. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know, that's why. That word love is very, very serious. Very addictive. My brother's out of it, but I'm still in it. On top of that, I'm in it to win it. I can't believe that Rob would diss me. That faggot, that punk, he saw for sissy. I'm driving around now with three of my guys. The war is on and I'm on the ride. We roll right up to his favorite hangout. Said hello and then a bullet rang out. Some fired back so we took cover. And all I could think about was my brother. Rob jumped up and began to run. Busting shots, hoping to hit someone. So I just stopped and let off three shots. Two hit him and one hit a cop. I threw the gun down and began to shout. Come on, I got him. It's time to break out. But as we ran, there were the boys in blue. Pointing their guns at my four-man crew. They shot down one, they shot down two. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do?
KRS and Melody live together with D-Nice and Harmony, side by side with Rebecca, D-Square, Sydney, BGP.
One, two, three,
yeah. Four. I got 100 and 200 trips going to New York, New York. I got 100 and 200 trips going to New York, New York. I'm driving my car cross country with 100 guns and about 60. We're driving through a town with these two cops. They're looking at me funny like they really want to stop. They just turned my head and gone on their way. Put hip hop
and I need that best way. We get one block and the hair pull over. So turn the in the trunk with something cover. They ask me for ID, driver's license, number. He asked them was I breaking any law officer. They said, oh yes, you passed county line. Niggas indeed, they're a fuck now with a crime. I said, you said so, I pop back my nine. Bust two shots and now they fly head top. If you get the buckle and the body a drop. They put the car in drive and they did not stop. When I get to New York, I'm gonna set up stop. But I got 100 to 200 grip. Going to New York, New York. I got 100 to 200 grip. Going to New York, New York. Met in a hotel on 95 North. Everything's fine, they get me on call. They walk to a bathroom, take a little leak. But right out the window, I can hear the cops speak. We have the place around and we're about to move in. That's when I pick up my 9 and just begin. Pop, 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 first chopper hit the ground. Pop, 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 second chopper goes down. They jump out the window, trying not to make a sound. They run to the park, but fire all around. I fuck up the engine, fuck the barricade. All because illegally I'm left to get paid. There goes my tie, y'all. It's gone out of control, the car's gone for a ride, y'all. They took out the car, put my hands in the air. Cops just surrounded me with pistols everywhere. They put me in the back seat of their car and cuffs. Took out them chests like they're big weapons tough. A cop come and said, you'll never kill your guns now. I said, it doesn't matter, you'll sell them anyhow. You take the guns from me, just sell them for a fee. Any way you put it, they'll get into this seat. So still, 100 to 200 kids going to New York, New York. I got 100 to 200 kids going to New York, New York. I got 100 to 200 kids going to New York, New York. I got 100 to 200 kids going to New York, New York.
Africans in America try to identify totally with their master in every respect. They are the only ones who cannot do it, but they are the ones who will go through all extremes to do it.
Check it out.
They cannot be disguised, but they will attempt to disguise themselves.
I want to search, not for a car or mini skirt, but the words on which you insert will hurt. Now it's a whole set, the ego. You want to be my top here, but we know the deal. Very first, the face getting it. Terrorist one is on down for picking it. Six the Astro, need no so-called, but can't be turned. That's just a no-no. Where or where are all the real men? The feminine look needs to be the trend. It's got eyeliner on, telling it maxing. See, you're a man with a fine attraction. So what I'm asking you to train to see are the S-Frick singers in R&B. All I see is the light. You're fluffy, trying hard to be Mr. Duffy. Get me back, you're Mr. Saucy with the fake contact, but yo, you lost me. I ain't with it, never will, never have. How can your son even call you dad? This kid is bleaching your nails, you're just fluffy. Take a look at the self-made structure.
Africa is so strong, the ones who put the stamp on you 400 years of cold weather, that's no land frying your hair, self must disguise you. As a matter of fact, she's so strong that no matter what chemicals you put in her hair, she will come back and snatch you up.
Tell me, are you proud, man, who you are? Or does your pride come out of a jar? Just if you bought it, put it on or frame it on. I tell you right now, it won't stay long. Just if it ain't natural, it ain't kosher. It's like buying and wearing a poacher. If that culture is yours naturally, it's his, not yours actually. You better wake up and smell the coffee. Look in the mirror and think, Mr. Coffee. It's a change.
well, they are ashamed of how they look from whence they came. Are you ashamed of original black? If you're not, why does your hair look like that? Why is your nose straight up from surgery? I think you're really in a state of emergency. You're not sane, so an African game, so you're insane, and you need to obtain any average rap. I'll be closer and study it just to learn your culture. So you don't think it's music, it's the blackest you'll ever get, so use it. The blue-eyed black man to me is fucking. Take a look at yourself, man. Fuck.
Capitalism will confuse these people. Have been totally confused. They will try every way to identify with them. That's every way. So extremely right. I'm telling you. Seriously. Capitalism will confuse them. You know, tell them the truth or lie. I told them the other day. I spoke to about it. Here's the... I don't care what you say. I'm still going to get my plan. I told it's not a term. Temporary. Hey, man. Every possible way to identify.
Another dope style by the masses, TV crew. Of course, we will now present to you a different view. The 1990s, of course, 89 is behind you. Take that. It's all
and then crack it, and then the sound, and it's not to accept it.
it. Because it's yeah. You can call a man a bum. It's disgusting, your morning run. Cause he lives outside in the street and you don't notice. But you fail to realize that the one you so despise protects yourself. Cause every black man is homeless. You can take your Alka-Seltzer while you talk about shelter. You might even want to talk about a little loan. Cause no matter how rich you become, you'll always be two, not one. Cause believe it or not, America ain't your home. We've been taught to say our name, Afro-American, all the same. Not fully American, but getting there very slowly. Cause to fully be American, you know, you gotta take out the word Afro. Now they blacks are here, they might as well call us Toby. See, Afro and black are African, while Seth is American. So how can Afro-American make much sense? Your ancestors come from Africa. By stealing them, now you're born in America. So the black man is homeless even though he pays rent. Some black people say we built this place, so we are American but of the black race. But let me make this little topic known. The Japanese also built this place with technology, and they're winning the race. But at the end of the day, the Japanese can go home. Do you see the point that I'm getting at? I'm not a racist, I'm stating a fact. Blacks are actually prisoners of war. Because while South Africa continues to fight, we try our best to look more and more white. Proof that the blacks have been stripped of their core. Well, I guess I didn't sing and dance enough for black radio to play this stuff, but this ain't soft like ice cream with a sugar cone. I'm only here to state one fact. Wake up, African, your color is black, and every black man is homeless because he ain't got no home.
Right up if that's what you like. But watch your head, cause it'll fall like a pipe. $20 for show. Oh, all of a sudden you don't know. I can't remember, can't recall, can't break to my set. Rhyme that place, do not chase. I'm on a marathon, a race to rhymes in your face. In case you wait, I'll erase the whole rap. Tell you right now, I ain't trying to hear that. Keep a hand too. Only drop a mic and fuck holes in a crew. I deny your existence as artists. You're putting out a record expecting to charge a week. So can you speak through the microphone? You fail to realize, nope, you're not alone on the earth. So like some force is terror, intelligence, force, and love manifest in the flesh. I snatch the mic and shed light. But hey, you're still a 20th century play. Headed for the grave in a way. So save the mic for something. We need to small talk. You walk, walk, put a little breath in your step. Terrorist one will destroy any ignorant reputation. It's the nation in creation. Princes, kings, queens, or any occupation. Like rappers with nothing to say. Trust idiots and throw them away. Doesn't matter how you scatter the wallet. I'd rather gather together and splatter whatever egotistic mystic. With macho poses, if you ain't for black, it's out for guns to throw roses. Yeah! Come on! Throw your hands in the sky! From side to side. And if human life is getting boxed, somebody says, alright, alright. DJ James Foster taking out these suckers these days. My man Willie D, never in a day. We got Simone in the house. We got D-Square in the house. We got Miss Melody rocking us down set. My man D, night.
Truth. Many MCs CM can only rock the many, but I rock a few with my brother Kenny. From 20,000 to 10, I'm housing. African culture is what I'm arousing. Feel your consciousness, soul, and body. Pay attention while I rock the party. Tonight I'm gonna show you how the East Coast rocks. Bumping sucker MCs out the box. Rocking the dreadlocks and the flat top. I like these ops, so I'll try not to stop but drop the new hip-hop and get popped. Scotland rock. Things in heaven while the earth I rock. MCs adopt the styles I drop. They got no direction, they got no direction. They got no direction, so they wanna go pop. Chasing the charts up and down like suckers. Totally ignoring your sisters and brothers. They're the ones to say you're number one, not chart position. So pick up the drum and hum. Sing along, it's a poetry session. Mathematically applied, no guessing. I'm fresh and dope and wild and busy. Get your ticket, come straight to the jam, I'll rip it. Original lyric, original lyric. Original lyrics, Kenny Parker on the mix.
Yes, yes, I'm Special K. On the Uncle Two Show on WBDP. It's the brand new one by KRS-One of Boogie Down Productions. And it's for Entertainment LP. Want to send a shout out to the BDP Posse. Of course, Kenny Tay. Nice and smooth. D-Nice, D-Square. And my man Fish. Cindy Mills. Miss Melody. Willie D. And of course me.
I've been taught to respect my elders and behave, even if when they were young they sold slaves. Truth and understanding is what I crave in the land of the thief. Home of the slave, turn your page to a brief demonstration. It's now in 90, it's strictly information I'm giving. Teaching on a regular basis. Today's lecture is about the racist. We're not out to exaggerate or diss them, but show the symptoms and facts of racism. Understand, the racists ain't equal. There's about five different types of racist people. First of the five different types of cases is the individual brought up racist. Here you have young men and women brought up in the great white way opinion. This opinion introduced by the parents of the civilized becomes transparent. A civilized man should look through the faces, make the analysis to see the races. Number two case, which all must hear, is the individual racist out of fear. Here you have people that fear the African and conjure up new ways of trapping them. Number three is the unconscious racist, not knowing they're racist, they invasive. They say, I'm not a racist, I'm not a bigot, yet they allow us to go on and won't admit it. Number four is the money racist, the one that uses profits to share economics. They say owning a business is for the black man. He don't want that, yet they went and took his land. Damn, that's like a rock in a hard place. You don't have your land yet, this ain't your place. America was built by every other race except the European. It runs this way. What a waste. America is doomed to be overthrown by the righteous real soon. But last but not least, racial prejudice. It's the black man speaking out of ignorance. Whitey this, Ching Chow that. It's not how the intelligent man acts. You can't blame the whole white race for slavery, because this ain't the case. A large sum of white people side with black, trying hard to fight racial attacks. The media wants you to think that no white really fought and died for civil rights. But once we have a true sense of history, you'll see this too is a mystery. If black and white didn't argue the most, they can tell you the government's ruin of both.
Thank you.
place right now. Harmony and Heather B, Miss Melody, DJ Jamal Ski, DJ Kenny Parker, and of course we are getting more stock up because the Africanism is in effect. So check it out, man. Try not to bite the lyric. Coming down with the chorus of the day, because we don't play. It takes seven DJs to control the town. It takes one job to play in the town. It takes seven DJs to control the town. With the night, they're gonna make a party line. Yo, I love the discord. I love the discord. Making young ladies just drop their drawers. And when they drop them, I don't kick them. Check it, like the fat boy said, from that point on, I say we're off for the night. But I love it when my girl just call me D-Night. And if she gets bold and try to ask for a fee, I say, please, ho, it's all about me.
The rest of the stars, baby, man, or the red, white, the blue. But the husband's mad, the brother, and the baby. So what you do, it's back up if you work so good. Cause all the presidential systems, politicians gotta get more. Give me back my land, you sucker. You beat down my father and you break my mother, Africa. And now you wanna laugh at her. I feel like picking up a razor.
Revolution uprising, taking those choices because the job is fired.
governments that try to manage the rule, dictate, regulate, and perpetrate the fool. That's why I search, explore, inspect, investigate, drop down knowledge, and kill the slave.
Yeah.
You want to say this? You want to talk?
All brothers die of an overdose.
Yes,
an overdose of black misery.
When they arrest a black man, they need to cop for more. Well,
you by the hour. And only means that if you have more money, then you have more power. They will come in the night. And they will lead you your right. There is no need to fight. If you're black, there is no need to fight. But when the cops want to stop the crime, they need to check out for more. Well, now, when they arrest the black man, they need to check out for more. Well, now, hey. Years ago, a black man couldn't be a cop. They could only be great dancers. When the whole police department was white, justice was the Black Panthers. We deprived of our religion. It's a social position. And you won't see no good solution until you see the black revolution. But when the components of black mind, they need to take up for more. Well, now, when they are at the black mind, they need to take up for more. Well, now, hey. By the hour, cause the black man in the ghetto has power. If he would wake up any night, the police department would lose the fight. But when the cops were at the black mind, they need to take out some more. Well now, when they are at the black mind, they need to take out some more. Well now, hey, listen, if you a black herb smuggler, they will watch you by the hour. It only means that if you have more money, then you have more power. They will come in the night, and they will lead you your right. There is no need to fight. If you're black, there is no need to fight. But when them come for us up, black mind, they need to take out some more. Well, now, when they are at the black mind, they need to take out some more. Well, now, hey.
Just let me draw a beat on his block out and he's dead.
He's gonna make it.
Let the dogs go.
No, I won't do it. They got full legs. You wanna go?
Tear them apart. I won't do it.
Let the dogs go. Turn off the dogs.
Sir, your boy Flossy Jeezy back on deck, and once again, doing it the way it should be done, you know what I mean? We try to get it in, we try to let them know how it goes down, we try to make sure they know how it goes down by doing what we need to do to keep it going on. Flossy G is always going to give it to you on the real. That was a fabulous album that we just got through, and we have opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to really keep things rolling right along here. You know what I'm saying, at a steady clip, at a steady pace and everything. Everything is going just lovely here in Portland, Oregon. We're putting it in. We're getting down with the get down, and we're trying to let them know exactly how it goes down. So your boy, Flossy G, will bring it to you every time. He will bring it to you every time. And as we continue on with this vibe, it's one of these kind of things where you get the opportunity and you get the understanding that KRS-One really cared about his profession, really cared about his job. He made sure that he showed a lot of love for things that he talked about. He talked about real stuff all the time. He kept us up on the score. And just like anything else, it's one of those kind of deals where if you pay attention to what's going on and what's happening, you'll actually be able to figure out exactly what he was trying to do with it. I'm going to drop a bonus track on you.
If we can
You know exactly what's going down. That's how we keep the love going. Here's a little bit of TRS one. The show. I'm going to play part of that. Then we're going to get right on into the session.
Indeed, truly, we are the mighty, mighty GDP 5,000. We put our floor out and still not telling you the story. Yeah! Ha ha! Also, we'll see him. Hey, 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 talker. As you say, he can't get no darker. All about action, not a fast talker. On the quick plan, something to be saved. Not a drop of starter.
In case you didn't recognize that, that's little KRS-One putting it in and keeping it going on. That's some Bell Biv DeVoe, you know what I'm saying? I know that things ain't right, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry. You know what I'm saying? Always the Blastmaster. Well, that last album that we just played, that Edutainment, that's the end of that album. And, boy, he had some solid stuff on there. And, as usual, continuing to educate us and continuing to keep us in the loop with everything that's ghetto, everything that's funky, and everything that's just Africana. We loving it, man. Black Love, number 8, the artist, KRS-One, part 2, 646-595-3402. As we continue this vibe, it's 11:43, you know what I'm saying, Pacific Standard Time in the a.m. here on the 30th of July, and we continue to keep it live for you. You know what I mean? The next album that KRS-One got going down is going to be the album Sex and Violence album, as we continue to keep this thing rolling. And you know how I always do, we're in a new segment. For those just joining us, just a little brief history on my main man, KRS-One. KRS-One, born August 20th, 1965, better known by his stage name as KRS-One and the Teacher, Lawrence Christian Krishna Parker, you know what I'm saying, known as KRS-One and Teacher, an American rapper from the Bronx, New York. KRS-One rose to prominence as part of the group Boogie Down Productions, which formed with Scott LaRock in the 1980s. Following the release of the group's debut album, Criminal Minded LaRock, Scott LaRock was shot dead, but KRS-One continued with the group, and effectively as a solo project, he began releasing albums under his own name in 1993. He's noted as a political activist and active in his music, and stopped the violence movement after the death of Scott LaRock and the tempo of hip-hop, as well known as addressing political issues in the music. It's actually considered a religion by the United Nations. Born Lawrence Parker in the Bronx, New York in 1965, KRS-One left home at 14 years old to become an MC, coming to live in a homeless shelter in the South Bronx, where he debuted Dub Krishna by the residents because of their interest in the Hare Krishna spirituality by some anti-poverty workers. By the time he left later on, as he started his career going, he met youth counselor Scott LaRock, a.k.a. Scott Sterling. He was also writing graffiti as KRS-One, Nas came over nearly everyone. Together, he and Sterling created Boogie Down Productions, and we see the byproduct of that. And, of course, the famous D-Nice, Derek D-Nice Jones, joined them and became their DJ and helped them rock the house. So as we continue with this vibe, we're going to get into the new album called Sex and Violence. Now, with Sex and Violence, this album was released by the hip-hop group Boogie Down Productions the next year, 1993. The group's lead member, KRS-One, would begin recording under his own name. The track Build and Destroy details KRS-One's ideological differences as well as self-proclaimed humanist. That's what he called himself, a self-proclaimed humanist. With X-Clan and his brand Afrocentrism, previously on numerous occasions, X-Clan had denounced any association with the concept instead of affirming its black stance. According to KRS-One's younger brother at Boogie Down Productionist, DJ Kenny Parker, as an insinuation that KRS-One was a sellout. both parties have since reconciled their differences in X-Clan Return of the Mecca album. KRS-One has started, stated that that album has sold 250,000 copies, half of what he previously did with BDP album Edutainment sold. KRS-One has stated that he believes that this was due to the incident that happened that year, and then which BDP stormed the stage in a concert performed by alternative hip-hop duo PM Dawn, and which was a retaliation for the latter publishment of the comments questioning KRS-One being a self-proclaimed teacher. Yeah, I remember that PM Dawn incident. I'm going to tell you what, you know, never write a check that your ass can't cash and don't present fuckery or we'll come back and bite you in your ass. And you know how KRS-One is, teacher, I'm saying street preacher and the whole nine. That's very interesting how that went down. And, of course, record sales plummet because people get scared anytime you stand up for what's right and what's real. Like I said, if you can't, you know, stand the heat, stay out the kitchen and don't run your mouth if you can't handle it. Because people like my man KRS-One will be there to check you at the door. So we're going to go ahead and get on into this album, you know what I'm saying, for the Boogie Down Productions and everything, and keep this thing rolling and everything. And we're going to start out with the song The Original Way. This is Flossy Jeezy. Again, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on ReverbNation.com under Flossy Jeezy because I am a producer and beats maker, and I do sell beats for anybody that needs them. You can find me on the Flossy Jeezy Show Worldwide, which is where my main camp is, where I hang out. I endorse new artists, you know what I'm saying? I bring the, you know, nothing but black news to you. I publish many different copies of African-American news that comes across the wire. I put it on the page, and it's basically set down for those of us who want knowledge and understanding, as well as good music. So we're going to keep this whole thing rolling. We're going to keep this whole thing popping. And I'm here to tell you, Flossy G is not playing around. You already know what it is. 646-595-3402. So Twitter, Facebook, you know, Google, wherever you find, I want to type in Flossy Jeezy. That's F-L-A-U-X-Y space G-Z. I'm going to be down for you. I got your back. I love you folks. I love having you guys on my show. I love having you guys, you know, come in. We have talk shows on domestic violence. We have talk shows on anything under the sun you want to talk about, a lot of relationship talk, all kind of good stuff for the real people that's feeling the real. 646-595-3402. Today we are highlighting the Blastmaster, the Bronx own, you know what I'm saying, the poet, the teacher, KRS-One. So we're going to continue with this vibe, and we're going to jump right on into this Sex and Violence album. I appreciate you folks' indulgence. Let's get on with the program.
Sometimes BDP crew don't play. Come down, Kenny Frost, I tell you. I want to hear, want to hop, and get on top. We gonna rock this beat to the drop. Now we gonna kick it all stuff like this, y'all. We got Freddy Fox again, that's one on the microphone. So you're not ready for us yet. Let's check it out. Tribe Called Quest as a title. I don't pick a freedom of a title. Slave a unit as a title. AP a freedom of a title. Me on it, remember the name of the boy called BDB. Now Freddy Fox, you know you can't kill, just get on the way because you're programmed to kill.
Check this shit out. I put my man's life as a KRS-One. If you ever have a son, I'ma buy him a gun.
Check this out. Give me that microphone so I can take it to the front line. Cause in a rap war, I shoot off rhymes and sound off the mark like a hit with pain. When I hit the scene, let the turn green. Cause I take the microphone and then I disrespect it. And then I dissect it, put it back together. Lyrics are numbers, man, whatever. Cause you tried to step into a lyrical butt. I had you all for lunch and took a shit. Out came a hit. You suckers better quit. Fucking with Freddy Fox to get lit. Now listen, all respect due to the Black Master KRS-One. Now I'm done. Yes, but I'm sorry, she can never be done because we are the number one. So check it out, track up with the mama title. I don't play by unit as a title. I don't nice to the mama title. I don't take the arena mama title.
One for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, y'all, let's rock that. No, I'm not thorough.
Right. You want to test me? Are you stupid? Gotta be out of your fucking mind. KRS-One is the Don saying, come down, Kenny Pop. You know, I don't know what the manager is telling you. I don't know what the producer is telling you. But yo, step this way, you're getting played out of position. So let me give you a little stop. Check it out. Every time KRS steps in the jam, the party is packed. He got the mic in his hand. Brooklyn's ready, uptown's in the house. And he drops the beat and we turn the party out. That's it. None of the gimmick shit, so which you either have to hit or the crazy hype lyric. But MCs come half-ass. It'll get pitiful. None of them lyrical, but their ego is critical. Like I said, I'm not a Muslim, but to Allah, I'm obedient. Some MCs on the mic become Muslims when it's convenient. And I've seen it. Real Muslims praise Allah, and they mean it. Others are dreaming it, with sexy and doomy, and I'd rather listen to the brand new beers. You know it's funny, everybody wants money. The material brings from cars and chicken wings. When they sing for the cash. They fail to realize respect will outlast cash. You get respect by being creative, and yes, and native to your audience. Say the reality. In other words, if you ain't a gangster, I'll play you a gangster. If you ain't a hoe, watch your sex. If you believe in Allah, how is it you can only work when it's a check? All of this is incorrect. First should always come respect. The sharks are not equal to the respect of the people. Their respect doesn't weeble or wobble. They know the difference from an artist and a lipstick and model. Right on stage, you'll get a bottle. You're holding my dick like a bottle. I'm the freshest thing on the mic, don't mess with me. I'm fresher than your grandmother's fried chicken mess up. You don't test me. You ain't a chemist and I sure ain't chemistry. You're not a mathematician and my name ain't geometry. You know astronomer, I see me as astronomy. But I'm a partner, so I'll play you like Monopoly. So let you think the thought of dropping me. To think of me as anything less than your teacher, crazy you got to be. See type for lyrical style, get off, he said softly. I rip it up constantly. You're holding my dick like a throttle. The teacher will come again and again and again and again. This is the channel to other men, not perfect men. This is the lyrics, this is the RS, what's the biggest? Bring it up like this, this will decorate your head. So if I get the trick, then I come a lot better. Forever too clever for a petty MC in leather. Whenever they decide, whatever I'm in state. The lyrics are right, from me think to God, he walks the face. But trick the air, smack in your face. And it makes it hate the wrong you and break. Just in case, get the fuck out my face, I run this place. You're lucky you're from the same race. A simple technique will keep you on beat. With the song from the street, you compete with the elite. That's weak. Flashy goal, they can't speak. I think the direction of the brown complexion. So every year, I appear somewhere. That be here, my dear, to get one thing clear. Whether on welfare or millionaire, I'm stuck to this here or you out of here. Allow me now to please change the gear. And people to make your missiles have to not mean to be beer and pop. We come in to see your feeling called a shy condo. Let's get back to the hip-hop. You're coming to the place you can't look in my face. Cause the light is bright and I'm towering in height. See, there are millions of stars in the sky. When the sun appears, I'm invisible to the eye. Why? The reason is the sun. It's the sun you can't possibly rock. Until I'm done and finished. And like the evening, I'll fade. But when I return, you'll cry for more shade. So test it out, style, cause I am not. Soften it up. It's time that I rock and sing. Not about my ding-a-ling-a-ling. But instead, bring intellect on things. Cause you can inject ignorance in rap. But Kenny Park ain't trying to hear that.
Mike, they stop the party spot. Your rhymes are flip-flop. I'll rock this
hip-hop, non-stop, men are stop-rock. You can't touch me, but you'll get shot. Know what it's all about, Christian humanity. In my face, you have to be on violence, you're mad at me. Yo, pro-blackness, you're so... But I don't really know about that song you using, yo. Too many teachers in the class, 12 in school. After a while, you got blabbering fucking fools. That person always talking about setting that bill. It ain't enough to study clowns of 13X. The white man ain't the devil, I promise. You want to see the devil, take a look at Clarence Thomas. Now you're saying who? Like you were owl. Throwing this towel. The devil is throwing power. You talk about being African and being black. Call it power, black. Bolivia Hill attack. Libya's an Africa. But a black man will lead a black man to fight against his homeland. And a accomplice to the devil is the devil too. The devil is anti-human. Who the hell are you? A lecture in rap without rehearsal. A manifest as a black man for the universal. The capital K for R-I-S. Capital P for E-R. Capital K for E-R. We are these stars. Without the use of a car, we go far. I build and destroy.
This out, all jokes aside, let's get busy.
Everybody want to be that,
Very big mistake. every kind of race. Dancing in this men's shape. The very pretty face. So I walk in the place, throw the face. Face is tip. My girl just wants a tip. The drink that I sipped in 5 weeks is this. She used to be about 26. I ain't dizzy. Time to get busy. Well-built female is in my arms. Yes, overwhelmed by my Playboy charm. We jumped in the ride, rushed to the crib. I ain't gotta explain what we did. Took the last. I simply whacked that act. The question, no need for guessing. Question was, hey baby, how old are you? 26, 21, maybe 22. I'm 25. Something kind of mean. It's a mean. I'm only 13. 13. I need a second thing. A statutory break. But she was, nah, all that time. I said, hi, hi. Yo, I tell you, the girl is dope. She looks so good. Yeah, but that jail term won't be.
Oh, you had to beat it.
Yeah, but her brothers will beat you. Yo, even if I get beat down, it was still. Come on, man. Was it really that? It gets better. The girl's kind of clever. Said I want to be with you forever. I said, forget it. I need to get my life in order. You can hold up to my daughter. It's unsigned. Her sign turns into crying. Her crying turns into her replying. Where's the phone? I think it's time that I went home. She called the cops and said, come get me. I'm all alone. I'm sorry, daddy. I slept with an older man. He said, don't worry. The 45 is in my hand. I'll be there if we can count the four. 1, 2, 3, 4. He hit my door. She said, do what you did. You caught me all in three. You're going to jail. My daddy's a police chief. If I can't have you, no woman will.
And I ain't even on a pill.
But you would.
Because they wait and hesitate on the act. But always can debate on that trivial fact.
become black. They suffer as the brothers in Iraq. War is whack, especially when you die in pain. Bush invaded Panama, how can he really place blame on Hussein? Regardless of the name, the insane economic game has got to change. Like a rain rover over the plain, I come equipped with a rich shit. Not ignorant, intelligent, artistic, inquisitive, positive, and negative. The sedative is the poetry I give. How you live?
Yo, Chris, what's up with this press stuff, man?
Yo, I don't know, money. I don't know. They fronting.
Yo, why we don't get no respect?
I don't know, man. They got all them gangster lookalikes.
But you know what? All them fraud magazines I'm tired of. I'm tired of us not being on no covers. But you know what? We rock the streets anyway, regardless of what anybody says.
Yo, I tell you, as long as you rip up the streets, you don't got to have no press. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Or if you stay true to the streets,
all these wannabe black
nothing. You know, chill with all that black, because they ain't really report nothing on no black nothing. They want to be right, and they want to be rap.
That's why I read the final call.
Final call got it going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to check out something black, I mean, all these other magazines, they can only show you the light-skinned girl or the light-skinned guy and all of that.
We won't name any names.
They know who they are, though.
Watch yourself.
I don't know why we can't get no covers, though.
Yo, Chris, I don't know why. We just slamming everywhere we go.
Yo, EDP been rocking for like 6 years, man.
6 long, hard, rough years.
And for some reason, every time these commercial acts come out, they get the cover the first. They could drop a 12-inch single, and they be snatching up the cover.
You know why? They don't want to give a reality to these magazines. Hey, Chris, I got the answer to all your problems. Just interview yourself.
Interview myself?
Yeah.
Right, check it out.
Kick it.
Question. Why everything
my name, Black the KRS. Question, you only write reality. Why? Answer, no time to waste. Some people are going to die. Question, going to die, please explain the topic. Answer, some people are using ignorance to make a profit. Question, how do we stop it? Answer, throw them in a jail cell and lock it. Question, why are people so stupid? Answer, they got a brain to fail and use it. Question, how did it get like this? Answer, people are more worried about acid, this and little bits of information. The barbarian teaches us to be barbarians in the nation. This new creation becomes a manifestation of the board of education. Question, what's the solution? Answer, organized revolution. Question, revolution implies killing. Answer, whether you fight or talk, the blood is still spilling. And we're chilling. Thinking of our history is alma blood. Everything black people got in this country, they got through shedding their blood. Work.
But they ain't gonna print all that. They too concerned about what you wearing, what kind of pins you got, or BL. But I think this shit is just knocking all these fucking frauds out. You might get some press, and when you talk that consciousness, nobody wants to listen.
Word up, it's a crying shame, though. I tell you this, though. If I was talking sex and all that nonsense, I get all hooked up.
So, Chris, just chill. Interview yourself. That's what I like to hear.
All right, check it out.
Everything you learn in law school can be taught when you're 6 years old. But they make you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And of course the information is then sold. But what if you can't afford to pay? You walk around ignorant all day. The pimps don't care. It's really your decision. Kick up that money, ho. Oh, I mean tuition. They be dissing. They ask you be dissing. Sitting in a room with a liar. And you must listen. Question, who are you dissing? Answer. The concept that turns a rapper into a dancer. Question, are you really all that fresh? Answer. Yes, yes, yes. Or speak to the people speaking Spanish. You better make this a KRS before he vanish.
But all these magazines are vanished before you will. They're going to start printing the real, real hip-hop from BDC.
Yo, but check it out. Well, they ain't interested in the real hip-hop. They ain't interested in graffiti art, breakdancing, and real rap music. They just want to know where the money is. Why? Well, I think some of these journalists need to start getting punched in their face.
I got a big fist.
One is a must. Let's have select out the show with skills. I know it was still for a long time for regular music.
All you see in the newspapers nowadays is some kind of talk about them been raped and them been molested and them been healed up and them been all sex stuff. Seen. But I don't care that much. Come to give you this. Come down. When you're sleeping, then you're sleeping with the top of them. First you do the nasty, then the rapey. You're sleeping and you're sleeping with the top of them. First you do the nasty, then the rapey. Straight down! When you come into the hotel, straight down! You want good sex, we can tell. Straight down! Your shirt's so tight, it hugs your butt. Straight down! You're the best of your really walk. Watch out! So tell me you can hear what you want. Cause now what they double, some gal I'm testing like a slut. Straight down! A woman must respect herself. Straight down! You can see through just the fun and stuff. Because you're sleeping and you're sleeping with the stardom. First you do the nasty, then the rainy. You're sleeping and you're sleeping with the stardom. First you do the nasty, then the rainy. Straight down! You don't want one kaya bitch. Straight down! You walk down the street with a switch. Straight down! To your body, straight out. You know you can't sex me. Don't wanna hold me. You're trying to sex me. But if you rush up on either your body, boom, you'll run right in my rabies. Boom, you'll run right in my rabies. You say you're sleeping and you're sleeping with the stardom. First you do the nasty, then the rabies. You're sleeping and you're sleeping with the stardom. First you do the nasty, then the rabies. We'll be right back.
move your body. But I better put out what you are with me. So say that to me, you know it's your own demotion. So say that to me, you know it's a statutory rate. You wanna hug me and try to fix me. But if you rush the man, feel your body. Boom, you run right in my rampage. Boom, you run right in my rampage. Because you're sleeping and you're sleeping with this heart of prostitute and the assy. Then he raised me. Reward. Hip hop reggae crew in Holland, hip hop reggae crew in London, hip hop reggae crew in Germany, hip hop reggae crew in Japan, hip hop reggae crew in LA, hip hop reggae crew in New York. We run things every single time. 50 bills, Paris, one, Kenny, Bob, God, D, Square, B. No, I'm gonna take a whole night. Check out! Why you coming to the hotel? Check out! You want good sex? We can tell it. Check out!
DJ Kenny Clark in the house. I just want to say peace to my man Big Marky, EPMD, De La Soul, A Tribe Called Quest, Chava Rank, ICO on the West Coast, Nice and Smooth, Gangstar, and Kick for Free. And yo, check out this next beat because it's kind of funky.
Come on, girl.
Know how it goes down, you know what I'm saying? Your boy Flossy G's in there like swimwear. Black Love, number 8, the artist, KRS-One, part 2. Yes, 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 there will be a part 3 of this, probably a 4, 5, 6. Hey, let's just keep it going until we're done with all of it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Still dedicating part 2 of this pioneer to the Boogie Down Bronx on KRS-One, a.k.a. the teacher, blastmaster, and the poet. Flossy Jeezy giving it to you for real as we reminisce and enjoy the sound of this important educator, historic rapper, and guy that brings it to you 100%. We've been drilling this, you know what I'm saying, Sex and Violence album all the way into the ground, and you already know how it goes down. Your boy Flossy Jeezy loving it. This was the last album that KRS-One did under the Boogie Down Productions label, and he bought it hard and good in 1987. Criminal Minded, 1988, By All Means Necessary, 1989, Ghetto Music, The Blueprint of Hip-Hop, The First Blueprint, you know what I'm saying, copycat stuff for anybody else who makes the blueprint after that, Edutainment, 1990, you know what I'm saying, 1991, Live Hardcore, the live album of all the preceding albums before that, and this Sex and Violence, we got about 5 songs left on that. I'm checking in now because I'm going to let the show fade on to the end, you know what I'm saying? And actually, maybe I'll be back. If we have time permitting, we're going to go ahead and get into that hot one, that sizzling, you know what I'm saying? That Return of the Big Boom Bap album in 1993, KRS-One, you know what I'm saying? Great hits, you know what I mean? You know, Return of the original Boom Bap, hot stuff. So your boy Flossy Jeezy going to keep it real and live for you at all times. Again, you can find your boy Flossy Jeezy on Facebook. Flossy Jeezy, music on Facebook. I'm saying your Flossy Jeezy show worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Also on Facebook. You can also find me on Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying? Builder of songs and jams for your acts out there needing stuff. And we also highlight new artists on the Flossy Jeezy show worldwide show. You know what I'm saying? On Facebook. Also, you can find me on Tumblr, Twitter, and Google. So, I mean, I'm all over the place. If you need a fella who produces the hot tracks, show ideas, send them in to me. You know what I'm saying? FLAUXY, GZ, prayers, 1716, PROD at MSN.com. You know what I'm saying? We're getting it in at all times. Your boy Flossy GZ floating on in here, like I said before. We got about 20 minutes left for any callers. If you don't call in, don't worry about it. We'll just continue to give you the hot stuff the way you need it. So I'm going to jump right on back in here with KRS-One, you know what I'm saying, finish up this Sex and Violence album and get on into the real good stuff, you know what I'm saying? That last song, by the way, you know what I'm saying, was that We In There, you know what I'm saying, dedication to the Boogie Down. So I'm going to go ahead and finish off this album with, you know what I'm saying, Sex and Violence, you know, How Not to Get Jerked, you know, Who Are the Pimps, and the last song on there, BDP, you know what I'm saying, The Real Holy Place. So as we get it in, you know what I'm saying, your boy Flossy Jeezy saying, you know what I'm saying, if you don't hear from me again, if I'm talking to you today, stay blessed and know that we get it in for sure, for sure. But I will be back at the beginning of the new Boom Bap album. Okay, I've talked it up. I know. Get off of here. I feel you. Your boy Flossy Jeezy, 646-595-3402. You know what I'm saying? The artist, KRS-One, Black Love Artist, number 8, as we get it in.
Hang it up. We write things every time. Uptown Massachusetts just settle. Brooklyn, chill out. We coming out of one minute from the Bronx, man. Come down, my selector. I'll push the ball tight. Thank you. get this shit, then I'm supposed to be doing it. Like if it is some extra, the ones that are new to this. You wanna make a record and get into the business? Here's a little plan from a 6-year witness. First, you gotta understand the music game. It's not about fame, it's about a rich name. And who you're down with, and who you're plowing. But most of all, you gotta have a gift. Eat the music or the fresh lyrics or a vibe. People like to buy your spirit. Everybody knows KRS-One is dope. To really see me, you gotta use a telescope. There's no hope when you're shopping for a deal. Either sex appeal or the hard street deal. But if you don't have a lawyer, you're a corner. Don't even think about chilling in a sauna. You need a lawyer and a good manager. When I'll fix the record company, you'll be having you. So I'm grabbing you now, throwing you out. Not to get hurt when you do hard work.
Rock with it. I'm a European. I'm a Catano. But they can't pick a wine, though. Why? Why? It's because I don't want to. It's when you got to pick a wine, though. Why? Listen, why never want to be told? When you try to get it, that's the way it goes. Listen, when you get it, that's the way it goes. I'm telling you, that's the way they want to behave. It's just the way you're running. You're fighting for that play. Break this is why they want to behave. See, you're fighting for that play. You're fighting for that play. You're fighting for that play. You're fighting for that play.
Teacher, I'll be distant from best. Keep that Bible on your shelf. God help those that help themselves. Yo, yo, stop reading from a dead book.
Stop reading from a dead book or a live God. Come on, stupid love, love.
God reads the Bible with you. You both read the language of the devil is ditching you. What can the next man do with a Bible in his hand that you yourself can't do? Whether Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, or Jew. Burning candles don't get you down with the universal crew. So why you dress up on Easter and worship a false Mary and look like Mother Lisa? Damn you, Lord. On Christ's mask, what's the purpose of Santa Claus? On Christ's mask, what's the purpose of Santa Claus? On Christmas, what's the purpose of Santa Claus? I'm not synthetic. I'm not anti-Christian, anti-Muslim, anti-Buddhist, or anti-Semitic. But I will set it off in the temple. Because the real holy place is mental. The real holy place is mental. The real holy place is mental. The real holy place is mental.
The real holy place
is mental. The
Yeah, yeah, back in the building. You know, once again, KRS-One drops something on your mind for you to see, hear, and understand. You know what I'm saying? He always has something new that you can hear, see, and understand with. And understand this. My man was no joke, okay? Understand that. My man was no joke whatsoever. He always came with the real. He always comes with the real. And you're always going to get the real message that's going on at all times. That concludes the Sex and Violence album from KRS-One, and I really hope you enjoyed that. So now we get off into the return of the boom bap, okay? The return of the boom bap. To me, my favorite album, one of the dopest albums that I ever heard Chris put together. I mean, hot stuff, hot stuff, hot stuff. You know, no jokes, no rebuttals, no none of that stuff. I mean, just good stuff. Return of the Boom Bap is KRS-One's first solo album released in 1993 on the Jive label. It peaked to Billboard's 200 at the number 37 position on October 16, 1993. In 1998, the album was selected as one of the Source's 100 best rap albums. The record originally rated 4 mics on the Source Awards in 1993. Unlike the majority of Boogie Down Production LPs, KRS-One takes a step back from production duties and invites a rising underground stars DJ Premier, Showbiz, and Kid Capri to handle the beats in addition to his 4 contributions. The track is P, still free, appeared on the Minister Society soundtrack labeled as a BDP track. The track Black Cop was originally a 12-inch release and a track for the CB4 movie soundtrack, thus also labeled a BDP track. This release says the song produced by Pal Joey, who worked closely with Chris on the last 2 BDP albums, and the KRS-One Willie D from Boogie Down Productions, also makes an uncredited cameo as he joins Chris on the mic as a guest rapper, Slap Him Up. It's also very like DJ Kenny Barker performs uncredited scratches and cuts on a few songs. I'm telling you, hot stuff, hot stuff, hot stuff, hot stuff. So I'm not even going to hold you here any longer. All I'm going to say to you and remind you of is this is your boy Flossy Jeezy. I'm glad to get this in. You know what I'm saying? We got about, another 50 minutes or so for this album. And it's Black Love, number 8. The artist, KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? Part two. There will be a part three either this evening or there'll be a part three, you know, first thing in the morning as we always do. But I try to respect my East Coast guests, and I want them to be in on this and enjoying this flavor. Again, this is part two of Boogie Down Productions KRS-One, a.k.a. the teacher, Blastmaster, and the poet. Flossy Jeezy here to deliver it as we reminisce and enjoy the sound and soul, right, of this important historic rapper, teacher, educator, and just my brother, man, KRS-One. Okay? So without further avail, let's go ahead and jump on into it. This is the return of the boom bap with the first song on deck, KRS-One Attacks. You'll recognize it. I love it. My favorite album of his. God bless. We'll be back in a little while.
20. Hit me your hard choke because you got a 40. My car is not in. I don't eat with the chip. When I read, I don't sleep. In real life, I got the hard shit. You can't outgrow me. You don't even know me. I'll be leaving the gym with your black ass as a trophy.
We will be here forever. Do you understand? Forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever. We will be here forever. Do you understand that? Get what I'm saying? Forever.
How many real hip-hoppers in the place right about now?
We will be here forever. Do you understand? Forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever. We will be here forever. Do you understand that? Get what I'm saying? Forever.
How many real hip-hoppers in the place right about now? How many real hip-hoppers in the place right about now?
we will be here forever. Do you understand? Forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever. We will be here.
Hold it, hold it. You don't know what you're getting into. You must be crazy. It's dangerous, especially in this war.
Whoa! Hey!
Would never die. I used to listen to Awesome 2 on WHBI. I used to hear all kind of rap groups before sampling loose trappers wore bell-bottom leaf suits. Me and Kenny couldn't afford that, so we would go to the bar when they was jamming to hear rap. I used to listen to the cops broke it up. I always thought to myself, damn, why they cuffed it up? But nevertheless, I was in love with the microphone. And to see that way until I left home. On the streets of New York, now I'm free. But with freedom comes big responsibility. I used to walk around driven by the thought. I remember how large super rhymes was, but he fell off. I used to wonder about who they used to rock. They were large, but none of them could manage to stay on top. Did you ever think about when you're out of here? Get your deal and video out of here. Mercedes-Benz and Range Rover out of here. No doubt CDT is old school, but we ain't going out. Went by, I found myself into a punk home. I used to watch the show I Dream a Genie. It's just about when will I be large like Houdini. But I was dressing with graffiti on the subway and getting treated by the cops almost every day. I knew it had to be a better way. See, so I would go to my room, flash run TMC. Around 1984, I left the group home again alone. Still dreaming about the microphone. Give me a chance, man, I know I can rock it. But I had to worry about putting money in my pocket. So when I reached the show, I met my help with DJ Scott LaRock. And we both loved hip-hop. I was taking suckers out in the shelter system. Yeah, there was poppers in the shelter, but I had to kiss them. But all along, my vision was never lost. I kept seeing all these rascals falling off. Do you ever think about when you're out of here? Five girl and fresh, get out of here. $5,000 love, be out of here. No doubt, BDT is old school, but we ain't going out. Do his battle. They can't write a song, so their careers won't last long. Around the time I used to hang with Jay-Z, and DJ Scott LaRock used to pop gold with Eric B. I didn't meet Rock Tim till later with Scott. I remember we were jamming at the rooftop. It used to hurt me when the critics had opinions. Scott would think to keep rapping. I'm just spinning. We had a fucked up contract, but we signed it. And dropped the hip-hop album, Criminal Minded. We told the critics their opinions are bull. Same time, Eric B and Rock Tim dropped paid in full. People didn't want to hear the old rap sound. We started sampling beats by James Brown. In the middle of doing my philosophy, Scott was killed and that shit got to me. But knowing the laws of life and death, I knew his breath was one with my breath. I had nothing left and it was scary. So I dropped by all means necessary. Another hip-hop group that was a friend to me was a revolution group called Public Enemy. It takes a nation of billions to hold us back. These two outset on consciousness and rap. But all along, I'm still looking around. And all I can see are these rap groups falling down. Do you ever think about when you're out of here? Condominium and beach house, out of here. Credit cards and bank accounts, out of here. BDP is all cool, but we ain't going out. in America, you have too much. They get the black cup, the white is too much. The black drug dealers is a white black cup. They killing each other on the east coast slums. Killing each other on the west coast slums. White police, they give a terrible nut. The ones just killing each other over crack. Anyway, you put it to the black drug dealers. Years ago, there were no black cops. You couldn't even run, drive round the block. Recently, police trained black cops to stand on the corner and take gunshots. This is a warfare in a new gunshot. It's black on black crime again, non-stop. Black cop, black cop, black cop. Black cop, black cop, black cop. Keep it coming. Don't keep it coming. Coming in the face. Don't keep it coming. Common, both have black cops and cars profiling. Hardcore kids in West got stressed. It's eat, we are chased by the same black feet. The black cop is the only real obstacle. Black slaves and black cop, it's not logical. But very psychological, haven't you heard? It's a black cop killing black kids in Johannesburg. What's up, black cop? Yo, what's up? Your authorization says shoot your nation. You want to uphold the law, what could you do to me? The same law, this the whole black community. You can't play both.
Recording artist in your life. Never have to read a rhyme style twice for sight. In the earth
will drop my throat and treat your lips. So yes, my lyrics will suffice. I'm not hiking and rice. I am delicious. The first of the lyrics on a mic you don't want to fuck with Chris's. I don't lyric where I'm from, stop, stop, I'll break you like dishes. You come fully correct on lyrics and simply making wishes. We got no time for black season genius going wishes. You're a fraud. I mean a fraud like a fraudulation. I know what it is, the trying to prompt supremacy you take. And yes, before the flavor hits your greedy tongue, you get ripped up by KRS-One. Now, lyrics, somebody want lyrics from the lyrics interpret? Here's a little something for you all to remember, Chris. And remember this, I am no pessimist. More than optimist, activist, revolutionist. Yes, the hardest artist and the smartest premier. Spark it.
Just rock this, yo, Freddy, chill. telling it like it is, right? DJ Premier's in the motherfucking house and shit, you know what I'm saying? But chill, yo, Chris, run that shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit, my joint, run that motherfucker, it's only right, kid.
Save your speech. Time to heal. I got mad skills to build, not a fake. I got more vows than
wanna see me walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day. It's just so they can run it like it be a funny way.
Cause last master KRS is flashing lyrics on the double. I got the
bad, bad,
the bad cat crew. I'm rolling with the bad cat crew. I'm ringing with the bad cat crew. And I'll be coming with the bad cat crew. Yo, Brooklyn, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Check. Me coming in, me coming in, up, know me, I sing. KRS one in a party, my name to me on king. No fancy cash, but you don't hear the hour. All you hear is when I beat it, beat through, slap them up. We have the champion belt and lyrical pump. Energy, you know what, my title, feel no way, no man step up. But when you lose, I understand, you get fucked up. This ain't no game of one of mine. Me bring the noise, you like, I got the bad cat. I'm chillin' with the bad cat crew. And I'll be coming with the bad cat crew. I'm rolling with the bad cat crew. Kid Capri got the bad cat crew. Gas Gaw got the bad cat crew. Ill Will got the bad cat crew. Flavor Unit got the bad cat crew. Check it out. Make some noise! Big shout out to all the real hip hoppers in the house and all the phony DJs that tried to battle BDP this year. Understand, I got the bad, bad crew up in the house. You ain't that tough guy. Choose the right friend. You ain't that tough now. Don't make your life thin.
Come with it.
You walk around the town like you a big man, but you never know that there's always a bigger man. You sling the M16 and flash the M1, but you don't know what you're doing, never learn to handle what but true. Are your friends thinking you a gangster? Why your mother try to warn you from certain danger? So when they in your room, you're playing with your mouth and fully loaded automatic just. You want a friend, you're posing out a mirror like you a gangster clown, but the and go off on your friend go down. Uh-oh, what you gonna do now? Uh-oh, they're gonna blame you somehow. Uh-oh, tell me what you gonna say. Uh-oh, look, they're cutting you away.
Come with it.
Your father telling you, no son, just go to school. Don't go acting like no fool and don't go acting too cool. You get to the school, meet up with the right bunch. Just no name, taking people lunch. You join the clique because you wanna meet some girls, and you want a little prestige in your little school world. One day you're walking with your crew along the road, and a member of the crew pull out a gun and unload. They shoot a buck car and I run far. You and your friends laughing like you a superstar. You get home and you're thinking it was fresh, and a cop meet you there with a warrant for your arrest. Come on! Shot the gun while you're walking down the street. Did you see the little boy there in the box seat sleep? Now the boy dead, we want to know from you. Who shot the jar? Are we gonna take you? Uh-oh. Now what you gonna do? Uh-oh. Why the gonna blame you? Uh-oh. Now tell me what you gonna say. Uh-oh. Look, we're cutting you away.
Come with it.
You ain't that rope, yeah. Choose your right friend. You ain't that tough, yeah. Don't make your life thin.
Come with it.
White kids, you're living in the whitest part of town. You are a white kid, but you know you hang around. So you and your friends thinking that you are like, when you see a youth walk by and you say youth is black. What kids say, hey, what you doing on the block? We don't want no niggas here unless he is a cop. So the kid pull out a big baseball bat and then slap him with the bat just because the kid was black. Now the kid fell down but still alive. So he reached in his pants and pulled out a 4-5 pop. One friend drop and everyone run. Out of all the white kids, now you the only one. You start cry, cause now you gonna die. And it's all because what your friends did to this guy. Uh-oh, what you gonna do now? Uh-oh, he gonna blame you somehow. Uh-oh, what you think you're gonna say? Uh-oh, now I'm cutting you away. Check.
Come with it.
You ain't that rope now.
yo, Chris. Yo, yo, yo.
That was Chris. What's that next shit?
Well, this is your boy, Flossy Jeezy. We're getting pretty close to the end of showtime. So I'm going to play a couple of more songs off of this Return of the Boom Bap. I hope you enjoyed the show, and may God bless you to safe pastures and safe minds and hearts. Take care of each other. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon on part three of KRS-One, the number eight artist, Black Love, 646-595-3402. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned in for part three. This is your boy, Flossy Jeezy. God bless and good luck.
Boom, bap, original rap. Boom, bap, original rap. Crew. Everything I do just for you. Another silly sucker wants a champion belt. But like a microwave, these days I make a belt. Return of the boom bap means just that. It means return of the real hard beats and real rap. The ladies in the place.